Mishnah says that a lulav hagazal is possible. The Gemara is medayik that it's possible. Bein biyam tavrishin, bein biyam tavsheni. In fact, the Gemara kasha bishmal yam tavrishin is possible because it need lachem. It's not lachem. Yam tavsheni, there's no din lachem. Why should it be possible? And the Gemara is mechadish. It's possible because of mitzvah haba ba'avera. Ibalte and avera is done with this lulav. It's gazal. You can't do a mitzvah with it because of the famous psul of mitzvah haba ba'avera. So the Achalim have a very sadistic hakir over here and how to understand this din of mitzvah haba ba'avera. Reuven Grzovsky clears it over here in his Chidushim, other Achayinim, and basically the Shaila is like this. Is Mitzvah Haba Bavera a psul in the Kiyam HaMitzvah, a psul in the Gavra, that I can't be Yotze Mitzvah with something that Avera is done to? Or is it a Din Mechavtzah? Does Mitzvah Haba Bavera create a pasus in the Chavetz? If an Avera is done to a Mitzvah, there's something of a Chalais psul that's Chal on it. Now this Chavetz is Nifsal to be used as a Mitzvah. The Chavetz itself is nifsal, psul in the chafza. So is it din in the kiyam mitzvah of the gavra, or is it a psul in the chafza? So Rebbeinu brings a very nice raya to the second tzad from Taisus over here. Taisus asks Akash on the Gemara. He says, the Gemara says that lulav hagazal is possible because of mitzvah haba ba'avera. So he says in Kain, and the Mishnah says that a lulav shel ashera in the yonidachas is possible. Why? So Rashi brings down the Gemara later on, because since it's aymed l'sreifa, we say ksusi mechta shure. Since it's going to be burnt, we say it's kasarav dam, and it's missing the shear. In fact, Taisus, why do you need to come out to that? Why don't you just say it's possible because the mitzvah above Aver, and Aver is done to this, to the Asherah, someone who's a mishtachaba to it, and it should be possible because of mitzvah above Aver. That's Taisus' discussion. Taisus says a famous teretz, he says that the din of mitzvah above Aver is only if machmas ha'avera baha mitzvah, meaning that you couldn't do the mitzvah without the Avera, the mashal by Gazel. If I wouldn't have stolen the lulav, I wouldn't have it. Wouldn't it be lachem, I wouldn't be yetzir the mitzvah. So if I'm using the Avera to be yetzir the mitzvah, and then there's a psul mitzvah haba ba'avera. But if I could do the mitzvah without the avera, there just happens to be an avera over here, there's no psul of mitzvah haba ba'avera. So he says, by lulav shel ashera, I don't need the fact that it's an ashera to be yotze the mitzvah. I would be yotze the mitzvah much better if it wouldn't be shel ashera. It happens to be ashera, it happens to be avera zara, but I don't need that to create the kiyam ha-mitzvah, and therefore you don't say mitzvah haba ba'avera. That's the teretz of Taisus. But Frekta Reuven, he says, I don't understand the havamina Taisus. What was the whole havamina to apply the din of mitzvah haba ba'avera to lulav? So I'm using a lulav, which right now is involved in an avera. It's gazel, it's stolen. I'm still in the middle of the gazela. Kol zman it's by me, it's gazel. So I'm using a chefetz of an avera for a mitzvah. There's an avera being done when I'm doing the mitzvah, and therefore it's possible. But by lulav shel ashera, am I to have a hava? Because a week ago I bowed down to this tree. It should affect me now. That avera was done then. Right now, there's absolutely nothing here anymore from that avera zara. It's over with. It's finished. It's done. Why can't I be mekayem mitzvah with it? Could be even it wasn't me who did the avera. Maybe someone else was mishtachavet to it. Not me. So why should the fact that someone did avera zara to this a week ago affect my kiyam hamitzvah now? What's b'chalav the havamina taisus? So Reuven says you see from the havamina taisus and the kasha taisus that mitzvah above avera is a pasus in the chefetz. It's not the pshat. It's a problem in the kiyam ha-mitzvah, the gavah, but the chefetz itself is nifsal mitzvah. It becomes a puzzle. There's a chalos psul of aver on it, and it can no longer be used for a mitzvah once an aver is done to it, even though right now the aver is no longer here. Bichlal, that was the kasha of Taisus, and Taisus is metarit, so he qualifies that even though it's a psul in the chefetz, but lemaisa it has to be l'chol apachas the machmas aver baha mitzvah, but if it's totally independent of aver, then it won't even pasul the chefetz. But that much is true. You see from Taisus, it's a pasul in the chefetz. Not just a din in the kiyam hamitzvah, the gavra. And in kenem advarim, then lachar, from here you can, there's a shekel taina on a famous teretz that Reb Chaim said, a famous aside from Reb Chaim. The beautiful verse from Reb Chaim, this is, goes back to Taisus and Daf Tes, where the Gemara and Daf Tes said that we have a pasuk to be memayed a sukkah gezula. We can't have a stolen sukkah, so in fact Taisus over there, Akasha, why do we need a pasuk to be memayed a sukkah gezula, tepuk lei bishum mitzvah baba avera? Even if I didn't have a pasuk, I would know that it's possible because it's a mitzvah baba avera. As I fact Taisus. So the Rishonim and Achanim give many tours into this Kasha, but it's brought down Mashem Reb Chaim that he said a beautiful hezbet to answer this Kasha. He said like this, he said the nafkamina would be if you have a sukkah that has two tfachim of schach pasul and two tfachim of schach gazel. So what is the din of such a sukkah? So he says if there would not be a pasuk to be memayit sukkah gazula, it would only be pasul mishum mitzvah haba ba'avera, so such a sukkah would be 100% kasher, it would be fine. Why? Because we know that schach pasul is only pasul b'dal tfachim. Aver is paisel b'gimel, schach pasul is paisel b'dalid. So if I have two tfachim schach pasul, two tfachim of schach gazel, so he says then, if not for the psul of gezula, if you're just dealing with mitzvah haba ba'avera, that sukkah would be kosher, because as Taisus said over here, mitzvah haba ba'avera is only a psul if machmas avera baha mitzvah, if I need the avera to allow the mitzvah to be mekuyim. But if I don't need the Avera to mekayem the mitzvah, then it's fine. So over here, Zakhtar B'chaim, yeah, I have two tefachim of schach gozel, but I don't need that schach at all. Let's say, dal the schach mehochet. There's no schach gozel at all, there's only avir. So I would have two tefachim of schach pasel, two tefachim of avir. That's 100% fine. I don't have the shear of schach pasel, I don't have the shear of avir. The sukkah would be totally kosher. Aye, that happens with two tefachim of schach gozel, but who cares? I don't need it. The fact that it's gozel is not needed for the kiyum hamitzvah, so there would not be a problem with mitzvah ba'avera. But now that the Torah is mechadash, it is a pasuk of the muti gezula to remind schach gozel, that becomes a psul in the chavtza, it's schach pasul, like another schach pasul, and now that two tefachim of schach pasul would be mitzarif to the two tefachim of the actual schach pasul. I'm sorry, the two tefachim of schach gozel would be mitzarif to the two tefachim of schach pasul, and now we'll talk about pasul. Because you have four tefachim of schach pasul, that's why you need the pasuk of gezula to be mechadosh at its pasul in such a case, which wouldn't be true if I only had the din of mitzvah haba b'avera. That's the teretz of Reb Chaim. So, Fechter Shmuel Rizovsky in the Zichon Shmuel, he says, but lefi what's mevor from this taisis over here, that mitzvah haba b'avera is a pasul in the chefta, like Reb Reuven is being medayik, lechara, the teretz of Reb Chaim is not so pashut anymore, because even if there would not be a din of gezula, if there would just be a din of mitzvah haba b'avera, Belamaisa, that's not just the din of the kiyum mitzvah, it's a pasos. That means there's a pasos in the chefetz. This chefetz becomes schach pasol. It's nifsal from being schach like any other schach pasol. So it's true, I don't need the aver to mekayim the mitzvah, but that doesn't make a difference. If you're down on the schach now, look at it, you have two tefachim schach pasol, plus two tefachim schach gazel, which is becomes schach pasol. The chefetz is nifsal because of the din of mitzvah abba b'aver, and now you basically have four tefachim of schach pasol. So Meili says that even without the pasuk of Gezula, it would still be pasul out schach pasul, because mitzvah ba'aver is a pasus in the chefetz, a pasus it just like a pasul of the lulav over here, lulav shal ha'sheira, and therefore l'chay Reb Chaim's teretz is not so pashut. So the shayla is how are you miyasher Reb Chaim's vart together with Reb Reuven Zdiuk from Taisus? It sounds like Reb Chaim didn't agree with what Reb Reuven is saying, that it's not a psul mechavtza, or perhaps even if it is a psul mechavtza, maybe Afal Pichad Reb Chaim held it, that wouldn't become schach pasul. But al kapanim, that is the aside over here from Taisus. L'chayr, what you see, like Reb Reuven is being medayik, Reb Shmuel also makes this diuk that mitzvah abba b'aver is not just a din of the kiyum mitzvah, but it's actually a pasul, which is chal in the chayfetz. But as you go through the sugya of the Rishon l'Achronim, you'll see there's many diukim and rayas, lakan and lakan, on the shayla. This, he said, it's like a shayla in mitzvah abba b'aver.